You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Court back in session, you're going to get seated.
Judge, now we're going to start the evidence in the case. The
Commonwealth will call its first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. With court's permission, the Commonwealth will call Harrison Schmidt.
Sir, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you should give in the trial now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Just a minute now. Thank you, Peter.
And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Harrison Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
And, sir, I'm going to ask if you can keep that microphone a little bit closer to you so it will help amplify. Now, sir, where do you work?
Cohasset Police Department.
And what is your rank at the Cohasset Police Department?
Sergeant.
And how long have you been with the Cohasset Police Department?
Full-time since 2012.
And how long have you been a sergeant?
Since January 2023.
Before January 2023, what was your rank within the police department?
Detective.
And how long have you been a detective?
Since 2014.
And what were your responsibilities in January of 2023?
General investigations.
In addition to doing general investigations as a detective, did you have additional responsibilities with the Cohasset Police Department?
Yes, the lead firearms instructor, taser instructor, certified to certify officers to become firearm instructors. Use of force for the department and active shooter.
Now, in addition to the Cohasset Police Department, do you work with any other law enforcement organizations?
Yes.
Which one, sir?
The Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council.
Can you tell us what that is?
It's MetroLEC. It's a consortium of police departments that come together with mutual aid to share resources and personnel to create specialized teams.
How many police departments are a member of MetroLEC?
About 50.
And how long have you been a member of MetroLEC?
Since 2015.
And what is your responsibilities within MetroLEC?
I'm on the SWAT team, and I'm the lead firearms instructor for the SWAT team.
And does MetroLEC have a search and rescue team?
They do.
Can you tell us about the SWAT team's interplay with search and rescue?
The Metro SAR team, search and rescue, if they need physical searchers, they will pull from the SWAT pool.
Now, as a result of working with MetroLEC and Cohasset Police Department, how many fatal investigations have you been involved in?
Dozens.
And how many missing person cases have you been involved in?
Between both, about a dozen.
And, sir, with your missing person cases, have you been able to recover each individual?
No.
What are some of the reasons why not?
Medical issues, exposure to the elements, suicide.
Now, are you familiar with the investigation into the disappearance of Anna Walsh?
Yes.
How are you familiar with that investigation, sir?
I'm the lead investigator.
And when did you become involved in that investigation, sir?
January 4th, 2023.
And about what time on January 4th did you become involved?
I was notified on my way back from SWAT training by a supervisor that there was a missing persons investigation beginning in patrol. So I was requested to respond and assist.
And so about what time of day do you think that may have been?
I went to the police station about 4 o'clock p.m.
Now, sir, when you went to the police station, what did you do to begin your investigation?
I coordinated with the patrol officers that initially responded to investigate.
Yes.
I reviewed their reports. I conducted queries in law enforcement databases to get background information.
And after doing all of these activities, did you have the opportunity to do anything else to further your investigation that afternoon or evening?
Yes.
What did you do?
I went to Mr. Walsh's home and interviewed him.
Now, where is Mr. Walsh's home?
516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway.
And can you tell us about that street? First off, I think it's in Cohasset.
Yes.
And does that street go by any other designation?
CJC Highway or Route 3A.
And so, as it being Route 3A, is it a busy street or is it like kind of a smaller side street?
It is two lanes divided by a double yellow line, main thoroughfare through town.
And about what time did you go to 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway?
About 6:30 p.m.
And who went with you?
Officer Lawrence.
And why did you bring Officer Lawrence?
He was the initial patrol responding officer.
And so that night when you got to the Walsh residence, can you tell us what happened when you arrived?
I was greeted by Mr. Walsh.
Okay. And when you were greeted by Mr. Walsh, who else was home at this point in time?
His two children.
And what were the children doing?
They were eating McDonald's.
And whereabouts?
In the kitchen. There's a kitchen island that they were seated at.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, the Commonwealth would seek to what's been marked as Exhibit 1, a photograph with the file number SLD-7068.
Any objection to that?
No objection.
Ms. Gilman?
Marked and admitted as Exhibit 1.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Do we want to move them all in? Are there
There's no
objection to this group? I just want to be as efficient as possible. Do you want to move them all in?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, how many are there?
52, Your Honor.
Okay. And do you have an index of what their designation is, or can you get that to the court so that we have a record of that?
Yes, Your Honor. I'll give that to the court at once.
All right. So any objections? I know you've, and by the way, jurors, before a case starts, the parties work together collaboratively to see what evidence they can agree to and what they can't to limit the rulings. And they've agreed that these 52 photos are fair and accurate representations of what they report. And so the defense is agreeing that those 52 photos offered by the Commonwealth are now marked and admitted into evidence. They will be marked by the appropriate court staff as 1 through 52.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Helen Evans, thank you.
Now, sir, looking at Exhibit 1, can you tell us what we're looking at? Oh, well, you will kind of have a tough time looking at the back. Sir, can you see it?
Yes.
Excellent. What are we looking at?
This is the front of the residence at 516 CJC Highway.
Thank you. Now, Ms. Gilman, if we could have Exhibit 2, file number SLD-7067. What is this we're looking at, sir?
Still the front of the house, focusing on the right front corner.
And at that right front corner, are there any other entrances or egresses to the house?
Yes, there's a side door recessed on that little three-step porch.
When you went to the house that night, which door did you go to?
That door.
And perhaps now's a good time for me to ask you, can you tell me how this house is situated from the street at Chief Justice Cushing Highway?
It's set back along driveway. In front is another house and a used auto car dealership. It's in a wooded area.
And that's what's around the house, is a wooded area?
Correct.
Ms. Gilman, could we have Exhibit 3, file number 7175? Sir, what part of the house was this?
This is the kitchen.
And when you got to the home that evening, where were the children?
In those island bar seats.
Now, you get to the house. What is it that you do with Mr. Walsh that evening?
We sat at the dining room table and conducted an interview.
And do you see Mr. Walsh here today?
I do.
Could you identify him for the court, please?
The gentleman seated over there, blue suit, white shirt.
Your Honor, if the record may reflect, the witnesses identified the defendant?
The record will so reflect.
Now, sir, where did the conversation with Mr. Walsh take place?
The dining room.
Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 4, 7178? What is it that we're looking at here?
This is the dining room.
And where was Mr. Walsh when you had your conversation with
him? Seated in that front right corner towards the camera.
And where were you seated?
The far seat, the seat that has that black jacket on the back of it.
Where was Officer Lorenz?
On the window bench.
And where were the children while this interview took place?
They were in and out of the room.
And Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 5, 7177? Sir, what are we looking at here?
This is the area in between the dining room table and that kitchen island.
And Ms. Gilman, can we have the next exhibit, Exhibit 6, 7131? I'm sorry, 7124. And sir, what is this again?
This is a closer view of that buffet table.
And then when you were there that night, what was in the house as far as pets?
A dog.
Ms. Gilman, can we have 7131, which I believe is exhibit now 7? Sir, where is this in the home?
If you go in that side door, you're in the hallway. If you take a right, there's a sunken-in family room.
And is that dog the one that was home that night?
Yes, Hans.
Any difficulties with the dog that night when you were talking to Mr. Walsh?
No.
And where was the dog that night when you spoke with Mr. Walsh?
In that crate.
Your Honor, at this point in time, Commonwealth would seek to play the interview of January 4th. I have not marked as the exhibit yet, but I have it on the Google Drive.
All right. Subject to the objections that have been preserved. Any other objections?
No, Your Honor.
All right. So this will be, are you offering it?
I'm offering to have this marked as the exhibit.
All right.
It's the only one we'll be able to play.
It'll be marked and admitted now into evidence as Exhibit 53.
Thank you, Mom. Now, Exhibit 53, you've had the opportunity to review that, correct?
Yes.
And does that fairly and accurately reflect the conversation you had with Mr. Walsh that night?
It does.
Thank you. At this point in time, Ms. Gilman, I'd ask if you could press play on Exhibit 53, the interview from January 4th.
Okay, the order is on. It is 18:39 on Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. My name is Harrison Schmidt. I'm the detective of Cohasset Police. President King is in hospital walls. And sir, Brian, thank you.
Yeah, Brian Walls.
Brian Walls, okay. Brian, what did you do, Brian?
131, too.
Okay, and we're at your home, 516 CJC Hall.
Yes, it's the Wetmore White
House. Could you do me a favor? I know you've explained a lot of this
of course
today. Could you just do me a favor and start at the beginning? So
I understand your wife, Anna. She travels a lot from work.
She's here. She's in D.C. for this great new job she got. Okay. And we're follow shortly, but taking longer.
Awesome. So, starting, she was at work.
Yes, I get it. So, we're going to choose one when you finish this, and I'll have the next one with me first. Yes.
Whatever, we're on your turf, so do whatever.
You said this
here. Hi, so guys, my name, and you? All right, let's do it.
So, most recently, so Hannah, it's my asking that Hannah came home on, was it Friday?
Friday morning, she arrived. Yeah.
Friday morning, she came to us. And she flew from D.C. to...
Yes, yes. I'm going to show you that. She sent me that information.
Sure. Yeah, I would love it.
Okay. You get in and listen to all of that, but that's cool. That was the last one she sent me.
This is that's work text.
No, she texted me so I would know when she was coming in.
Yeah, that. So this is your text.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. But you can take a look at that, whatever you want to do.
All right, so it looks like on last Thursday at 7:36 p.m. There's a little screenshot of the JetBlue app, and it's a travel itinerary. It's a flight 36254, dated December 30th, from DCA, Terminal 2, the C-28, to Boston, Terminal C, the C-33. So it's departs at 6:30 a.m. Arrives at Boston 7:57 a.m. Do you mind if I just look at...
Please, look at anything that's going to help you. Please look at anything. She sent me some... she had a video with Thomas, so she sent me some videos of that. And then you'll get into the old ones called X-Men. If you want to look at it, it's probably a year ago. If any of that is supportive, please.
Sure. No, I'm not looking at pride. It's really...
Trust me. That's...
No, I appreciate it. So, Friday around 6:01 a.m., you text flight on time.
Right.
She responds amongst other things, yes, for now. Friday 7:59 a.m., landing. And then it looks like Friday 12:07 p.m. Photos of Anna and Jules. Thomas.
Yeah.
What's this? My man. Did you take these photos?
I took that photo. I must look.
You took these and sent them to Hannah?
She usually would just send them to herself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she
just take my phone and send them to herself.
Okay.
The one that she loves.
There you go.
Okay, maybe that's exciting for you.
So that was a series of 7 photos sent Friday at 6:33 p.m. And Anna sent this group of photos?
I believe so. I took the photos. A lot of times I take the photos and she takes my photos and sends them to herself.
Okay. Monday, 2:33 p.m., a text from you to Anna. Monday, 7:18 p.m., another text. Yesterday, I got a text. 6:39 a.m. Continued at 8:30 a.m.
He's in class at this point.
Okay. What's Viber calling you in Viber now?
Viber is what your sister uses. That's how it's like a WhatsApp or something.
Okay.
So Viber has been a long time ago. She used that to communicate with her and stuff like that. So when her SIM card died last week, she called it a Viber. So I thought, Viber.
Okay.
Sister uses it. So I tried every sort of situation I could to get in touch.
Okay.
Before going to this early.
Sure. Did the SIM card issue ever get resolved?
I believe so. But her phone was working when she came here.
Okay. It's my understanding that it's a company phone.
Yes.
Okay. So it's on Verizon, if you know.
No. So we're on Verizon. I don't know what the company is on, but I know that she was part of our family plan, and then she just ported the phone over.
She brought the number over to their system.
She took the phone. Okay. So. Like that was canceled and moved over.
Okay.
And I think she took the number as well because we can get the
number. Right. Okay. Yeah. So she took the family claim number
and
to work and then worked a certain paperwork.
Yeah. Basically. Okay. Yeah. I guess they call it porting the note
for them. Yep. One carrier picks up the other carrier.
Yeah. But I think they don't.
Okay.
T-Mobile.
Okay. Okay. So, Chief Lightning, I see the tech, around 7 a.m. How does she get from the airport to home?
Yeah, she always Uber or Lyft.
Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, okay. And Uber was one and just the two.
Okay. And so she gets dropped off.
Usually they drop off further down because they can find a place. So, okay. That's pretty much.
So,
that's why I was in contact when she's arriving. There's more contact than what she's going to DC. Normally, like, off pretty quick thing.
Okay, so she comes home Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do anything together, or what are you doing?
She was running late, so I took William and Brian Kindercare, so they test where it's not from.
Yes.
And Johnny's was off, so I said, would you guys to have a day with Thomas? And she goes, I just needed to do a few errands that I've already scheduled for. And then she was having a good time, and then I came back, and then we spent the rest of the day and the evening with the kids, and then we went out.
Okay.
And, she was a bit tired when she came to her, but she wasn't feeling well. Local guys, okay. And, Saturday, December 31st, she went to work out in the morning, and,
what's the gym?
Yeah, it's Bar Method.
Bar Method?
Yeah.
Okay.
She went to Glossy Nails that I remember about from the new year.
Is that also named?
Let me show you.
Okay. Go back to Friday. You guys just stayed in the house?
No, we were just taking the house.
So she was scared. You went to the errands.
Yeah.
And then you just hung out.
Yeah, then I was again.
So then she get the farm that we made up for the farm Saturday.
Yes.
And then Glossy Nails.
Yes. Okay. And I that was the last time I used my phone to say, they're okay.
Yep.
And she said, yeah, I just psyched my nails. That was a good quick
call. Thank you. Thank you.
And then she said, that she came over and said, I'm going to take the kids. I give you a break. I'm going to take the kids to a place in Canada, the Wonder White Hill there. It's an indoor play. My son took my phone off to the room.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Can you make the move? Can you organize the move for us? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I didn't mesmerize by you. What happened was, I was like, oh, that would be great to get ready because we're making dinner for her former boss, Jim.
Okay.
And she hadn't seen him face to face for a while. So I said, fine. And I left some time alone at fair dinner and everything together. And she took the job. Black people call him Jim. He's been on the phone with me 5 times today as well. So he came over and then we had
dinner here.
Yeah, we had dinner here. Yeah. We had dinner here. We celebrate the new year. And then, signed the bottle. She signed the 23 being the best year ever. And then I'm working on it. One, two. There you go. Okay. See, that's how it happens. At that time, I didn't have access to my phone.
Okay.
So, sorry, he does that a lot. I apologize. He's multiple.
The kids had a phone.
Yeah. So William, the excited one, took it up in his room. I didn't know it was there, but I knew it was going to turn up. We have a lot of one that can be thrown out. And, he had thrown out my wife's phone for a while ago. That's the age of the kids, but they don't tend to throw stuff away.
Yeah.
She's on the phone a lot. Or texting with work, and she mentioned with Jim that she was worried about work and things like that.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. She was scheduled to leave Tuesday morning early. And then she said that there was an emergency at work at the buildings, and that she was scheduled to leave early in the morning.
Sunday morning.
And I was like, okay. Normally I would have been like, that's ridiculous, but she worked up until 7 p.m. on December 24th in another building in D.C.
Okay.
So I thought, all right, we're going to be together, speaking about the family, fine, we make this decision together. So,
do you know what kind of issue arose?
She didn't explain it to me. But there was one of the buildings had a bunch of leaks. Another building the FBI raided at one point. Another building there was a disgruntled tenant. And so she was dealing with all of that. She's the regional manager of all. So I didn't know because I didn't want to. I was like, all right, whatever else to be done. And then she said, hey, I have a bit of time off for Martin Luther King Day. I could be here for 4 minutes, 5 days. And I was like, well, that's great. That's great news. And she only brings her bag. Her trip bag's normally Lucy's not bag.
Okay.
And she didn't bring, she just brings a little bit of stuff. She's got a bunch of stuff all over this place. Or she just goes buys it. What happened? Then she woke me up around 6 and said she was going. She came down, I guess Thomas heard her. And came down, and she said, I have to go. And he said, I love you very much. And she said, I love you very much. And then he said, she left him on her taxi. But I don't think he saw it, because it was further down. But if you want to talk to him,
yeah.
But he said, it was a taxi. And I was like, he was driving the car. He's like, well, I really didn't see it, Dad. So I was like, okay. So he was coming down to get, I think, I
could not. Maybe he missed a taxi.
Maybe she's my driver. But I know that she was not driving. There's no way she was driving a vehicle. There's like zero possibility of that.
Okay. When was she originally scheduled to fly back?
Well, it was Tuesday at probably 8:30, either the early flight that she takes. I never got the confirmation for that.
Okay.
But she usually just sends me her arrival, because that's the most important for us. Once she's with the kids and everything, the schedule and right. Help.
Okay. Did you particularly travel on JetBlue?
Yeah, she got a JetBlue credit card.
Okay.
That gave her 80,000 points, and she doesn't like getting new credit cards, but she was like, well, we're doing this a lot. So she had gotten that. I had no access to that. She just wanted, but she also started to use it more because she needed to spend a certain amount of money to get this point. So that changed our whole dynamic over the last month.
Yep, that makes sense. So, she's been flying JetBlue lately. Is it a particular airport that she's going to as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's JetBlue or American Airlines. I'm right down to second.
Okay.
This is Jeb. You guys know what I'm talking. Gotcha. JetBlue number one, American Airlines number two. That's all I know. I don't think she took anything else. And someone said maybe she took a connecting flight. She's never been connected to, like, even once in the summer when I had a fitness room, but she spent 8 hours at the airport. Yeah. She didn't even think, she was like, well, it's time to get stuck somewhere. It's not D.C. or Boston. So, right. So I don't think that happened at all. I can't imagine that. It was always DCA and it was always Logan. It was never, like, we never went to a national or anything like that.
Okay. So what, you heard this from William as to the whole text he mentioned?
Thomas, this is a text, yeah. And William doesn't have this. William's story would be much more fantastic.
Why do you think Thomas was up?
He gets up early, he's always watching. I let him sleep with his iPad, so he wakes up and starts doing that. And then anytime he hears action downstairs, like during when you were having the dinner and celebrating, he came by us a little gem. So anytime he hears something, he comes out. So he must have heard his mother, and he was like, "Oh, great, I'm awake," and he came down.
Okay.
Because when he was on the couch, I came down and said, "Sorry, mommy, I took you early."
Yep.
And he said, "I already met that guy. I said goodbye."
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mom was like, "Okay." Because he was on the couch earlier than normal for, and he'd been off the whole week, so he did a lot of rest. So
okay. So going back to New Year's Eve,
yeah.
So it's you, Anna,
and Jeff.
The boys, and Jeff.
Yeah, well, the boys were all, we put them to bed. They didn't get here till 8.
Okay.
And I took them
to bed.
Yeah, I took them to play indoor play. So
is it Wonderland?
I call it Wonderland. It's called Indoor Play Canton. It's in Canton, it's an indoor play, so I don't have the exact name on top of that.
Okay. So it's you, Janet, and Anna.
And then
the dinner.
Yeah, then Thomas came and hung out, and
Okay. So how did the night progress? How late did Jen stay over?
Yeah, Jen stayed till almost 1 or so, like after midnight at our age with kids. It's past our bedtime. When you're younger, you're like, "Hey, what's next?"
I need a minute tender.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. So, and that's when during that time, Anna was dealing with her phone a lot, and she got a message from Bella, who I spoke to today, was like, "Hey, you didn't see me where you left," and so he was upset, and then she was seeming, the last couple of weeks she seemed like under pressure of her job, but she mentioned, even Jim spoke about today, there are a lot of things she didn't like dealing with, she's not good at. So that seemed to be undermined. She spoke to me a few days before, so she wanted to see a psychiatrist. And I was like, "Yeah, well, apart, it's been difficult for all of us. And I've seen a therapist, like I told him today, last 35 years, so anything that would support you is fine." And then, I always make fun of her in my super sturdy way. So it seems like she was invisible. And so that was going on. And then she said that she had to go. I could jam lots. I said she had to go.
Okay.
And I was like,
"So maybe around 1:30?
Yeah, maybe before 1:30.
Okay.
And then she was like, "Really good bad." And I was like, "Let's," she's like, "Brian, I really have to go back." And that's what she told me. And I was like, "That seems odd." But what's going on? She was supposed to be here the whole week.
Right.
But she didn't get in front of me because she was just too much work that she was trying to keep up with. So she was like, "Hi, thank you."
Thank you.
But the schedule has been like that. The basketball box, like, what if she's been having to cut back on family time? That's difficult for all of us, definitely.
Sure. When, again, Vicky, how many months ago did she check up your hour? When did the whole new arrangement?
Yeah, it's been a while. We've been out here for 9 months almost. We were just here for a few months, and then things took longer. It first was supposed to be in Boston, the job.
Yeah.
And she worked at the basketball. And then that wasn't working out. And then she moved to D.C. And I was like, "All right, well, we'll do this. It shouldn't take long." And then, things progressed. So that was not the best.
Okay. I can imagine that's trying to tell.
Yeah. But, The only problem that we had in our marriage was that we weren't spending time together. That was like, during the pandemic, a lot of people got divorced. We enjoyed the family time. Yeah, it loves it. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the time frame? So, Jim leaves between 1 and 1:30.
No, Jim leaves at like 12:15, 1 o'clock. I don't remember, but looking at the clock, it was close to 1.
Okay.
And then, Art and I were talking, and then, I went to the bathroom, and she said, have too long, it's just been bad. And I said, sure. And then, let me clean up. And that's when she said that, she had to go. I really have to go tomorrow.
Okay.
And she mentioned that she might have to leave early.
Yep.
Early on Saturday. Then she confirmed it, but she always was like, can you be there early? I'm going to stay longer. I can't do it. So I think, I was putting on pressure on her for more family time. And right. She was having a hard time.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's understandable. All right, so you think by 1:30 both were upstairs and going to bed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and then she was to catch a early flight.
Early flight, Sunday. Yeah. So she only got this is why she's always been tired. She wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
On Friday, to begin with, and she was very ill the week before. I want to say, because I got sick too. The kids got sick and I got sick. Yeah. Everyone got sick.
Yeah.
So everyone's sick a lot. So, but I want to say, 27. She worked from home. She was so sick, which is very rare.
Okay.
So, but she was feeling better, but I noticed a difference there. And then, she probably got 2.5 or 3 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Then she gets up and you hear her like in the bathroom getting ready.
Yep.
It wasn't at 6. I didn't see the clock, but it was dark outside still. So,
okay.
And that's when she came down and then she does the final clean job and stuff like that.
Okay. Did you sleep through that whole morning routine?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I used to get up and she was like, you're going to be rude and bored when you got up. So
yes.
I was like, you're right. But she comes and kisses me.
Okay. And have you heard any other communication or seen any other,
social media? Yes, she has a bunch of social media. People have already been looking into it.
Yep.
I guess her iMessenger comes up on my phone for some reason. I don't know. So people have been sending messages, and I think it's for me, but it's for Anna. And her Instagram, I have some access to, but I don't do any social media really, so it's her name. But everyone is called saying that they thought that they saw some action on the Facebook, Jim and Adela, and I said it must be me. It comes through, and I look at it because normally I don't. Now I'm looking at everything that comes in.
Yeah.
But I don't think there have been any posts because I've asked everyone who does it
to keep an eye out.
Yeah, for being, but just not seeing my answers on Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook.
I don't know of any other platforms.
All right, so Sunday morning when she leaves,
yep.
You haven't heard anything?
No. But just to be clear, I did have the phone, and last week, it was the 24th, she had that work at Mazda building. So I didn't hear, we spoke a little more, but I didn't hear from her all day, and then she was supposed to be here on a flight, and then she missed that flight on the 25th.
Okay.
And she drove it.
Okay.
At that point, that's when I freaked out, because she was coming here, so I'm like, well, where did she, I haven't heard from her,
right.
Super weird. And that's when I said, you're missing, and I'm going to call Sally, her sister.
This is the 24th.
25th, yeah.
So Christmas.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And she worked all night, New Year's Eve,
yeah.
Which I was not happy about, but I understand. She was supposed to be here early on the 25th, she wasn't here, and I didn't have, she hadn't sent me her flight info.
Okay.
That's one of the few times. So then I started to really get nervous, and I called Sally and Alyssa. And I called Jim, but I didn't say anything to Jim. And then I called my mother, and I was gonna call this person for right there. So I was like,
yep.
And then she called. I'm driving up. I was at the airport. My flight was canceled. I was dizzy. I couldn't get in touch with you. And I was like, okay. So this time around, it was a bit different. I'm going to D.C. now. And I didn't have the phone, so I just emailed her saying, I hope everything's okay, and all that's fine.
So, where was your phone on Sunday?
So Saturday at 11 a.m. is when he took it, put it up with his dad. It was under, when they, Thomas found it under his pillow on Monday at that 2:30 time when I got in touch with her.
Okay.
But I emailed her twice before that, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't want to, you know, I don't even seem to take the first every time my wife needs 5 minutes. So, and then I started getting nervous. And then on Tuesday, I started calling around, and I remember telling me, hey, you don't call work. Don't embarrass me at work, Brian. And I was like, right, sure. So I called Sally and everyone, and then I was like, and this morning, that's when I was like, I have to.
And I we're going on another day.
Yeah. So that was Wednesday, today. Today's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I lost them. And then this morning, that's when I start calling everyone. Like, okay. And then the chicken slide didn't go back to me quickly. I left a message at the off-site sales. I said, can you please send my boss call to another building that moved it up, and I was called her boss, Jeff Chai. I didn't have his number, but I was looking for it.
Yeah.
And then it's Graham that called me and said, is everything okay? And I said, I don't know, is he at work? And he's like, serious.
Okay.
And that's when things kind of moved a lot quicker.
Okay. All right, very good. Yeah, that all sounds reasonable. Has she ever, like, forgotten her phone or left her phone here before?
She's never left her phone here. I mean, she's pretty good at it. It has happened. It has happened, but I don't think she's ever left her phone here.
Okay. Does she ever turn the phone off or put it on vibrate or anything like that, or does she always keep the ringer on?
No, she definitely turns it on. We're like in the evening, we have okay. So,
is she like on call at times where she would always keep her phone on, or is she okay to like just shut it off at night?
She would like turn on the side, she never turns the phone off though.
Okay,
so the phone is almost always on. I mean, a lot of times she's running out of
She one of the types that delivers on her phone charger?
Yeah, you know, we have often the kids are destroying them all the time, and so here at the house, she's always looking for juice for the phone.
Okay. Is there anything else in the mind that we should be aware of?
I mean, I talked to my wife all, I mean, even though that we've been doing this for a while and we haven't had that, I talked to her a lot. And even if she can't talk, she sends me a text saying, I'll call you right back. Definitely. I mean, it's very likely that it's one or two times that I didn't hear from her, and then I freaked out when she's like, you need to take it easy. And that's too much friendship, Brian. I said, sure, of course, I understand.
Right.
And now this time, I feel like I know what it is. Not high pressure enough. I should, you know, get something more. So my mother is you know, always calling and like she's like, what's going on? She was high crime investigators and stuff like that. So I was like, coming, so the detectives, what's they're coming. Global, the gentleman at Tissue's Fire is a head of global security. So
okay,
I think we slot here.
Yeah. Do you have like shared or access to her Uber or Lyft accounts?
No,
she run her own.
Yeah, no, I don't really use any of that stuff. Yeah, I'm driving around, and I never did. It worked out when I was single. My friends were taking all the Ubers, but Anna was always ahead of the tech and things like that. And since she was, I never did anything to learn about it. Just didn't have to. So it's
right. Does she have any family near stateside? Or
she's a boy. That's it.
Okay.
Sister is in Toronto. I told her sister you guys are coming and that she's available to talk. Everyone's available to talk wherever you want to ask.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate that. So she got sister in Toronto. Where's Anna's mother?
Joanna's mother's in Belgrade, and Anna was just there. Her mother has been sick. She's here, and then she got back to Belgrade. So she went up, she's going to the hospital, taking some blood. So she and her sister will go for the supporting mother, at the end of November, beginning of December.
Okay, so that's no longer.
No.
And that's, Serbia?
Yes, Serbia.
Okay. So, okay.
And, Sally, her sister, called and let her mother know what was happening.
Okay.
So,
any of the siblings?
Just basically just the three of them. It's her and Sally and Malafis and her mother.
Okay. No brother or anything?
No.
Okay. Any, like, half-siblings or anything on the father's side?
There's a, someone, his name was Milan. He is a cousin that they share land with, that they've been in a dispute with for, I mean, 30 years or 20 years.
Okay.
And I've been going back and forth for an entire marriage, and they have a deal. It just felt our family up to deal with that as well.
Okay.
Yes, but sadly, I do not get along with Elon at all.
Okay. But he's in kind of a tumultuous relationship.
There is.
And there's activity related to that, as we've seen this early December.
Yeah, they had to get a deal with the lawyers, and they had a contract that was signed 5 years ago, but they had to, cancel it.
Okay.
It's a huge one.
Yeah. Okay. Is he any other best friends? I know you mentioned Jim. This is an old.
Jim is there's a girl named Carrie Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Westbrook. She's a very good friend of ours. They both work at PNLO Washington. Jeff and Annabella called to say that she posted something about, as it 10 years or 13 years, and Anna would normally always say something.
Okay, thank you.
What did they want you
to do? Janet Little Washington. That was Anna's, I think Anna's was Anna's first job when she was here.
Okay.
So Carrie, in town, there's Adela, who works at the Melrose. He's been in touch with me several times today. There's a neighbor, she made good friends with the neighbor. I don't know who the neighbor is, though. That's Winter. Is her name, but I don't have any memories. And Jesse spoke about with that for several months. Which is, I guess now I'm thinking about it. I don't know. There's Alyssa Kirby. Peter Kirby lives in Marshfield, that's his brother, and Alyssa Kirby lives very nearby. When I called on Christmas Day, Alyssa was going to go over and check on the house.
Okay.
And that's on the call, and then I was like, settle down. But Alyssa has, she's like, move the house. Well, guys, and everyone's already been to the house. Alyssa, thank you.
And these are DC contacts?
These are Alyssa is a DC contact. Adele is a DC contact. Carrie's in DC. The gentleman who sold us our townhouse, William Faso, is in DC. And his office is very close by. When I called him, he's like, oh, I just got back in from Idaho. But he immediately went over to take a look at the house. And Adele did too.
Okay. That's so I have the dynamic right. You guys started in D.C. and you came up here?
Yeah.
That's awesome. An opportunity. And then that kind of brought you down.
She was in D.C. I was always involved. Like, you're very bad, like, from the beginning of our relationship. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, sure. How long, like, when did you guys meet? When did you guys get married?
Oh, right. Yeah. So we met years ago at the Post Mobile Weekly.
Okay.
And then she went to D.C. for a job, and I was traveling, and then I called her in November 2011 to say, I'll be in D.C. and then we met up, and we started going out again, and then in 2013 we lived together in D.C., and then it was working out, and I came up to Boston, and then she quickly came back after.
Okay.
And then we were in Boston since then, and then she got this job in D.C., and she said, oh, we'll go back to D.C. now as it works out, and I said, sure, and then that's, but we were in Boston for 7 or 8 years together.
Okay. Does he have any other phones, or is it just the one work phone, or like an Apple Watch, or anyone?
She wanted to get an Apple Watch, and we were actually getting one. I don't know. She would have told me we'd be talking a lot, so I don't think she was talking about getting another phone and an Apple Watch. I don't know if she got, the Apple, the extra phone, but I'm wondering if she had a second device as well.
Okay.
But she normally likes to just have one device. There have been times over our marriage where she's had two devices.
Okay. Who's typically in college or through the finances or accounts?
Anna's very good at that. I like, we do it together, but when it comes to being on time paying the bills, she's much better at that stuff. So.
Okay. Great.
With me, like, more of broader advisory, like, let's do things, let's step on that.
Sure.
She's an operations expert. Now that's like
logistics. That's really
perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How about don't mind me asking, like, overall, financially, are you getting good in order, or
yes,
please. That's your position.
Yes, I'm definitely. Financially, in some ways, better than ever. This job was three times what she was making in Janet.
Oh, wow.
That's why I think she to 315 this year. So that was huge for us. And then, So that's why we decided to do the deal. I've been having legal problems for many years now. It's one of the reasons why I couldn't leave, because I'm dealing with that now. And it was supposed to be done a long time ago, and it wasn't. So we've been really depressed about that. And there is restitution that I get to pay, but we have rather than money, we're just because we're going to get a final resolution. So the stress was being apart and not being the authors of our own lives. I couldn't move when we had to. And then our mothers, their health was difficult. So she had to go to Belgrade instead of coming here for 2 weeks.
Right.
And that was a hard hit. And then my mother, she needs a lot of assistance. She's had cataracts and she's had 3 cancer surgeries. So, she's doing well. So thank you. Not going away.
Yeah.
Those are, everything okay, Thomas? The biggest stress is not being together. Before, when I was dealing with it, when we were together, it was fun. It was one of those records team where it would get through anything together. I was reading her a love note just the other day from 4 years ago about how we're able to blossom under such difficult circumstances. So,
perfect. I picture you being so open.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask a
question? Please ask any questions you'd like.
The legal stress?
Absolutely, yeah. Do you have a specific question, or would you like just to run down on, what? I just represented a Warhol piece. You can read about it in the...
You're an attorney?
All right.
What's your representation?
No, I
just know what you mean, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we try that?
I had some art and I lost money on it and I just represented it to another person, a gallery in LA.
Okay.
And then I got involved and I was arrested. And that occurred in 2018. So I've been dealing with that. And then I went to sentencing in October 8th of 2021, and everything was going to be fine.
Yep.
But we got a call for the bank check saying that some of the money had been returned, but none of the money that was in the bank check, and then things were postponed.
Okay.
And then things could do postpone. And that's, I'm kind of locked down here at the house. Part of my sentence was a home confinement, but it's gone over the 12 months because of things have not been resolved yet.
Okay.
And that's why I haven't been able to be in Massachusetts and you see with my wife, we've been doing this. So, just the other day, there was a possible resolution for the whole thing.
Right. Obviously, I think there's not.
That's what we're looking with the prosecutor never.
You can make me now.
I will. Give me one moment, I'm going to make the note clear. But the prosecutor definitely was, interested in more, you saw a second opportunity at the apple. So that's why things have taken a lot longer. But that's where we're at. And if there's any other information, I'll give you my attorney's number. She can also tell you about it.
Sure.
She probably explain the law better than I can. But I acknowledge I was out of integrity and I'm thank you. And I'm dealing with the whole family cluster is dealing with it because of my actions.
So, would I get a cap judgment?
No, it's not. I don't want to hide anything from you because if that could lead to finding my wife sooner, that's the most important thing.
Right. Yeah. So,
I do want to acknowledge extremely
stress or anything like
that. But it's extremely embarrassing for me to talk about. But under these circumstances, it's worth it.
But we're not here to judge.
Thank you for that. Is there any, but please, if you have any other questions, please ask me. This is, don't hold back.
She obviously has a passport, right?
Yes, yes.
Is her passport still here?
No.
Is that something she normally carries with her for traveling, or?
Yeah, I would say yes, because what happened was she lost her ID at one point.
Yeah.
And now she had to start carrying her passport. Now she always carries her passport. She brought, William does not have a passport. Thomas and Brian do.
Okay.
And when I got nervous about not seeing her and stuff, I was like, hey, whoever is with the kids should have their passports. The only form of ID. Also, my mother won't open up an account for the for Promise, and so the only way to identify it properly. So, so she brought those passports here in the very last.
Okay. Is she on any medications?
Not that I know of. So for health, I'm out of shape, but she's in great shape, but she, we had a bit of a cancer scare last year, but, they biopsied Zena's spine
on her side.
But she kept saying that she felt like she was pale recently. And, I said, because I've had a lot of rest, well, she'd be working hard and plus. Okay, and flying in, and then when she gets here, it's not wrestle. The kids are like, so I would give her some weekends off to say, hey, stay in D.C., I'll take care of the kids, and I'll yank it. Because, you know, she's here the whole weekend and leaves early in the morning. So, and then now her work schedule is really, when she got back, her work schedule really got very tight. Because she takes too much off.
Okay.
So we really don't have any time for the holidays. Or I don't work for this.
Sure. So, you're not aware of any medications. Any other health issues or anything come up? Going biopsy?
No, nothing. I mean, it's very unlikely that she would hide something from me.
Right.
And we need to talk about everything. No, I can't think of that there'd be anything, that there'd be anything else.
Okay. Luggage-wise, is a full set of clothes in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Also, most of my clothing's in D.C. too. Okay. So the idea, she's out of room because you take a month or two, but we're staying a lot longer. We had to buy stuff just to like everything. You keep having to buy new stuff.
Up here. Okay. So I assume she travels light.
Very light.
Okay.
So one time she just brought her purse.
Yep.
And then this time she brought up my heavier stuff that they hold. She said, "I'm green." So she brought her little carry-on.
Okay. And you had a coat in D.C. So she brought your coat up here.
Yeah, because I was wearing this light coat. Yeah, she said, "Come on, I'll bring it up."
That makes sense. Sure.
But that means she has to bring more luggage, and I felt bad. She's like, "Don't mind your coat. Don't get cold and get sick." So
she was saying, "Do you share the carry-on?"
Absolutely, it's a Louis Vuitton carry-on.
It's like a big purse.
Well, no, it's the duffel bag, the Louis Vuitton duffel bag. Yeah. My mother actually, she wanted me to ask the Washington police if they saw that bag at the house, because if that bag was there, she's definitely at the she'd been at the house.
What color is it?
It's the brown, the classic. I had to become one like my face.
Any like memory issues?
She's terrible. Just terrible memory. We make fun of it since we've been together. Yeah, she's like, I said that's why she's always happy. She doesn't remember anything.
But I mean, so she's not losing like big gaps of the day, like.
No,
hours go.
No, nothing.
This classic, like, you know, like right now, like that's lunch.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was. Yeah, I mean, but that's the joke it always makes. Like, well, I don't know. She's always that was always a thing. Or even further back, I was the one who had the memory. Like,
okay.
But I told her it was good. I could repeat stories. So be a fresh marriage forever. It was good.
I like that. Any substance abuse?
No. I basically drank nothing, which made me sort of drink more. And then we both with the kids and stuff pretty much shut it down. But we did have some champagne and stuff totally screwed out of
calls. Do you have any sort of like handy tracking on the apps?
So my mother just bought AirTags for us, and Anna picked it up on set, and I have one. I said, "Yeah, one of these is for you."
Sure.
But because things went so, what do you think? Would you like it? Okay. All right. Because you left early, we're going to do a lot of work for the new year and stuff, and then she was going to be having an air tag with her.
Okay.
My mother was like, I ended up having an air tag, you know?
Yeah.
But they're right on my desk all wrapped up, and everything. And she's the one that, like, launches all of it. She's the one that puts stuff together, so.
Yeah.
So, and I would always just say, oh, okay, we'll wait till you come back. I'm always waiting for her to say less for four guys over here.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, I should take these. Swim on.
Yeah, those will get started.
Yeah. Well, mother's going to get upset. Okay. Don't break them.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Where did he find those?
I don't know. They must have been over here or something. I didn't notice them. I didn't notice them. Okay, no swearing. Sorry for that. I thought you were saying truck for a while.
I'm on this side. I hear
you. Okay, good. Thanks.
Did she bring the big devil dog back with her? Have you seen it yet?
No, we haven't. So when you asked me what she might be wearing, her black coat, but it's a small coat.
Yep.
The 100 boots were gone. The blue and gray. The duffel bag, and then the purse that she brought.
Okay.
A black purse, probably.
Okay. Do you have any cameras at the house?
Not in the house.
Ring doorbell.
No. Yeah, no, we don't have any here.
The landlord or property owner or anything?
I don't think so. I haven't called Peter yet. I've been calling a lot of people, but I've been ready to go to the next level. Right. And I don't think he's got, he might have something down by the garage. Like, yeah. He might have some stuff down there.
Sure.
But I don't think he's got anything around. I haven't seen any Ring doorbells anywhere.
Okay. Any cameras that we have in DC?
There's a, she installed, we had the door, what's the, not the ring, but what's the other one? The
R-O. A blink.
Yeah, there's a ring, lot of them now.
R-O.
That's the one that has a thermostat too.
Nest.
The Nest. I think it's a Nest camera. And that would be on her phone. But when we were, I'm going to one moment. When we were at Jerusalem Road, with Bree, so I'd be out playing with the boys, and she saw, or she talked through it and stuff like that. She's able with that, yeah.
I want to do that.
But no, I just, yeah. Not yeah. Here, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Any other questions? Sheila,
anything else?
I can't think of anything else that you haven't already explained.
I just want to appreciate it. No, I appreciate it. I know it's 7:30 and, you guys are still here, so thank you for that.
Do you mind if I take a look at the camera roll? Maybe if she took your, if she took
the photos out of this?
Yeah.
Just to get something up and come side, you know what I mean?
Sometimes the kids get it, so sorry.
No,
but that's everything there. You can take a look. There's probably 1,000 photos.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
There's still time to
to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.